तत्सम्भव कविरत्वन्यादपश्यमान त्वं बीजं आत्मनि ततं स बहिर्विचिन्त्य नाबिन्दत् अब्धशतं अप्सु निमज्जमान जाते अंकुरे कथम ऊहोपलभेत बीजं। फ्रॉम द ग्रेट लोटस फ्लावर ब्रह्मा वाज जनरेटेड बट ब्रह्मा सडनली कुड सी नथिंग देयरफोर थिंकिंग यू टू बी आउटसाइड लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा डोव इनटू द वाटर and attempting to find the source of the lotus for 100 years. He could find no trace of you, however, for when a seed fructifies, the original seed cannot be seen. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This is the description of the cosmic manifestation. The development of the cosmic manifestation is like the fructification of a seed. When cotton is transformed into thread, the cotton is no longer visible. And when the thread is woven into cloth, the thread is no longer visible. Similarly, it is perfectly correct that when the seed that had generated from the navel of Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu became manifested as the cosmic creation, one could no longer understand where the cause of the cosmic manifestation is. Modern scientists have tried to explain the origin of the creation by a chalk theory, but no one can explain how such a chalk might have burst. The Vedic literature, however, explains clearly that the total material energy was agitated by the three modes of metal nature, because of the glance of the Supreme Lord. In other words, in terms of the chunk theory, the bursting of the chunk was caused by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus one must accept the Supreme Cause, Lord Vishnu, as the cause of all causes. Garbhasya. Tat sambhava kavirato anyat अपश्यमान स्तम बीजमात्मनि ततम स बहिर्विचिन्त्य नाबिन्द अब्दशतम अप्सु निमज्जमान जाते अंकुरे कथम होपलभेत बीजं। प्रह्लाद महाराज, द स्टेटमेंट ऑफ प्रह्लाद महाराज इज बीइंग कंटिन्यूड। Prahlad Maharaj is one of the eminent Mahajanas, Sadhu Mahajanas, who knows Tattva, Bhava Tattva, and all Tattvas relating to Bhagavan. Only a pure devotee of the Lord knows all these things. In other words, these very difficult tattvas, which could not be understood by any other persons in the mundane world, though he may be a great scholar, a great scientist, a great philosopher, what may be, would be very clearly understood by a devotee of the Lord. Upanishad says, jasya devi para bhaktir, jatha devi tatha guru, tasite kathita yasta prakashaste mahatmanah. This Upanishad says this thing. All these Vedic truths will be manifested to that person, to that devotee, to that great personality who has pure devotion towards the Supreme Lord Krishna and the similar devotion to Guru. Because Guru is manifestation of that Supreme Lord. This is the reason and this is the key or cue how one can understand this very difficult and confidential truth relating to the Supreme Lord and its creation and his creation. As Prahlad Maharaj happens to be a great devotee of the Lord, he understands all these things. And he has learned all these truths from his great spiritual master, Narada Muni. He has received the mercy of the spiritual master. Unless one receives the mercy of the spiritual master, who is a bona fide representative of the Supreme Lord, cannot understand this, he cannot express this also. So, Prahlad Maharaj is now expressing all these truths. Mahajana ji ko aise satyamani, the Shastra says, and his bona fide Mahajana, great sadhu, coming under bona fide disciplic succession, knows all these truths, tattva, and also to accept such a Mahajana. He is not a Mahajana. Whatever he says is not bona fide truth. That is only mental speculation, a mental concoction. And one who is an intelligent person, he should not accept such concoctive theory as the modern scientist. Have tried to explain the origin of the creation by chunk theory. They have. The modern scientists have given many theories in regard to this creation of this universe, the material world. One of them is chunk theory. But they cannot explain how such chunk have burst. And what's its origin? They cannot explain it. Because they are only concocting the ideas. They have no real knowledge. They have never accepted a bona fide Vedic authority to know this. Here, Vedic literature explains clearly that the total material energy was generated by three modes of material nature because of the glance of the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord is the original cause. Sarvakarana karanam, cause of all causes, is the Supreme Cause. In all Vedic scriptures, it has been said. In Bhagavad Gita, we also find such thing. Krishna himself has said, matta sarvam pravartate, aham sarvasya prabhava, matta sarvam pravartate. He has said this thing. I am the origin of all emanations. And here in Srimad Bhagavatam, Prahlad Maharaj says the same thing. How the Supreme Lord is the cause of all causes. One who can understand Supreme Lord can understand easily this tattva, this theory relating to the creation of this cosmic manifestation. Therefore, all Vedic authorities, Vaishnavas, sadhus, they say that try to understand the supreme law, which is very difficult to understand. It's not easy to understand the supreme law. Naam prakash sarvasya yogamaya samaptita mudhayam na vijanati. Bhagavad Gita Krishna said this thing. A rascal Buddha cannot understand me. I am never manifested to those who are rascals, who are thais, who are non-devotees. In other words, I am never manifested everywhere, though he is everywhere. Only he is manifested, or he manifests himself before his pure devotee. That devotee has such a vision. Pramanjana sulita bhakti vilochani na santa sadeva hudeyesu vilokayanti jasyama sundaram achintya guna sarupam govindam adi purusham tamam bhajami. Brahma Sangita says this. Such a devotee was this vision. Pramanjana churita bhakti vilochanena. Such lochan, such eye, where this pramanjana has been speared, you see. That is the eye of devotion, bhakti chakshu. It's not material eye. The eye of an ordinary human being, the special eye, special vision, obtained through the mercy, as we say, the mercy of Guru, the spiritual master. Ajñāna-timirāndhasya jñānānjana-śalākāya cakhyur-militam jena tasmī śrī guru-jena. That is also so. That guru opens that eye of intuition, or eye of knowledge, or eye of devotion, in other words, we say. And this material eye, that alapas, here in this material world, poses, is I, this means material I, it has very, very, this power, vision is very short. Though it is material I, everything in this material world cannot visualize through this vision, this eye. One cannot see what is happening at the backside. One cannot see what is there 100 years before him. So defective vision. How can one see the Supreme Lord, Visajidānandamaya vigraha, through this eye? Not at all possible. The material scientists, they try at the make attempt to see or to trace out the origin original cause of this material creation, who is Supreme Law. They cannot see it, they cannot understand it, so they concoct it here. Mental concoction. So, as Mahajan Sadhu, Mahajan Prahlad Maharaj here clearly says this there. Origin of this cosmic manifestation, and one must accept it. Mahajana jena gatasya pantha. Mahabharata, Yudhishthira Maharaj said, all should follow the footsteps of the Mahajana. And then he said, here, in this material world, we find there are so-called Vedantis, those who boast themselves to know of Veda, Vedanta. They try to understand the Veda through their own mundane knowledge. Nāmātmā pravacana labhyano medhaya bahunā śrutena jama vesa bhuntityena labhyasta sisātmā yugunti tanuswān. Kathopanishad says this thing. You cannot know the supreme truth through your own endeavor, through your own mundane knowledge, own mundane intelligence, or by hearing many pravachanas from many karmi, jnani, yogis. You cannot understand this. Na medhaya na bahunasutena jama vesa bhuntityena labhyastasi sātmā vibhuntityena svāma. But one who is very eager to know this truth, always prays to the Supreme Lord, who is in the heart of every living entity. That Supreme Lord showers in mercy on him, and he who is as Paramātmā in every living entity's heart, assumes a body and comes and manifests here as Guru, spiritual master. And the kṛpa, the mercy of that spiritual master will enable one to understand that supreme truth. Otherwise, one cannot understand. The so-called Vedantist, Vedvadis, they say, in Veda there is no mention about Krishna. Where is Krishna? They have written Vedas in their own way, or commentaries of Veda in their own way, and they saw it, find out, where is Krishna here? They say so. Krishna said that thing in Bhagavad Gita. Nāma prakāsa sarvasya yoga māyā samāvṛta mūḍhayo na abhijānāti. Mūḍha, a rascal cannot understand me. I am not manifested everywhere. I am covered up by my yoga māyā. How can a rascal can understand and see? How can a rascal can find out Krishna, how he is there in Vedas, though he is there? Sarvaicha vedi aṅgi eva vedya. Vedas have come out from Krishna, he is the source of Veda. Krishna is the source of Veda. Nishvasita vāṇī. Vedas have come out from breathing of the Supreme Lord. But the so-called Vedantis, Vedvādis, they say, where is Krishna in Veda? You see. And how Krishna is there in Veda, they cannot understand, they cannot find it out. Though they are trying their best and doing resource work in Veda. In Chandogya Upanishad, there is written, śyāma-chavalam prapadye savala śyāmam prapadye. You understand? It is written in Chandogya Upanishad. It means the Savara. Savara means the Swarup Shakti of the Supreme Lord. Is Savara. The Supreme Lord, Krishna. Swarup Shakti is Savara. Yeah? One who surrenders himself unto that Supreme Lord, Krishna, he can understand this Savara, Swarup Shakti. Shyama Savalam Prapadye, Savala Shyamun Prapadye. So Shyam Sundar, then one can understand Shyam Sundar, the Supreme Lord. In Rig Veda also it is stated, Apasyam Gopamani Padyamanama Chapara Chapati Bhischarantam Sasad Dhichihi Sabisuchir Basan Abari Bartihi Bhuvani Svantaha. That means, I saw a cowherd boy, Gopal, who never falls down. Sometimes he is very near, sometimes he is farther. He is traveling, wandering in various ways. Sometimes he's covered with many types of clothes and sometimes different clothes. In this way, he's traveling in this whole universe again and again. It is stated, Gopala, cowherd boy. But they so-called Vedantists, they cannot understand where is Krishna in Veda. Because they are rascals. They never accept proper path, disciplic succession, bona fide disciplic succession. To understand this, therefore Krishna is not revealed to them. They are burdened. So, this truth has been spoken here by Prahlad Maharaj, is an eminent Mahajan, because he has heard from his great spiritual master Narada Muni. So he could speak this thing and he understands. Because never come under the Srauta Parampara, Srauta Parampara, the hearing process. They only speculate. They give their speculation, speculative theory, this chunk theory. But where from that chunk comes, how it was, they cannot explain. How it is explained here. So this is the process. Mahajana Jena. Sarvashastra says, Mahabharata says, follow the footsteps of Mahatma, then you are secure, you are saved. Otherwise you will be in danger. Any question? Yes, you have no question. Kar prashna achi? Yes, Amandhar. Anyway, it can get out. Bahari bar kona achi. This department which teaches the science of the soul, I want to go to that department, non-department. So who can teach it? They don't know this thing. How can they open the department? How can they impart this knowledge? So Vaishnava imparts. We have this university here. Get yourself admitted. And have this knowledge.
In India, this Mayavada philosophy spread
yes.
rapidly and everywhere.
Mm.
But it seems unusual that even all over the world,
yes.
Even though the Mayavadis aren't really there, still even people like the Christians and the Jews and all of those different varieties, mm. they all seem to have an impersonal concept of God.
Yes, impersonal concept.
So how is it that it's spread like that so widely?
Because conditioned souls, they get pleasure in speculation.
Mm.
You understand? And they try to establish themselves by giving a new theory. You understand? From their speculation. So it is spread. You understand? Everywhere it is rampant. So many theories, so many speculators, so many philosophers, so many philosophies. Therefore, in Mahabharata, Yudhishthira Maharaj said, tarko pratishtha sudeva vibhinna, nasa prasijasya matana bhinnam, dharma satatta nihita guhaya mahajana jena gatasaran. He said this. If you speculate on this theory, Vedic theory, Shruti means Veda, so it will be manifold. So many speculators, so many speculations, manifold theories. But real truth cannot be established by this process, by speculation or by logic. You understand? By argument. You understand? No. Dharma satta nihita guhaya mahajana jena gata satam. So those mahajanas, they know the truth. You just follow them. Just follow their footsteps. Then you can understand. This is the only way. He said this. Yes.
It's sampradayas called upper sampradayas that are like sahajas, are they?
No, many upper sampradayas are there.
Mm. So in the sahaja sampradayas, there is devotion there, yet they seem to be misguided as well.
Mm.
Are they actually pulled towards the impersonal aspect?
No, sahajas are not impersonalists, sahajas are personalists. You understand? But they are Vaishnavas, but not proper Vaishnavas. They are not bona fide Vaishnavas. They have concocted something into the theory or philosophy propounded by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You understand? So they are upper sampradayas. And this is the work of Kali, Kali Yuga. And this all came up after the disappearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So many upasampradayas in Vaishnava sampradaya, Sahajya, Gauranga Nagari, Sakhi Vekhi, Chudadhari, Aul Baul Kaul, Atibadi, Smarto, Jati Gosai, Neda, Nedi, so many, 13 are there. You understand? They all came up after the disappearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the work of Kali. Kali Yuga entered into Vaishnava Sampradaya. Otherwise there would be no Kali. Because Mahaprabhu crushed Kali. Kali found no way, I cannot exist. So I must become Vaishnava. So he entered. Into Vaishnava Sampradaya. So all this crop up. You understand?
It's just I've heard that sometimes the sahajas, they put on plays and one of them will be Krishna and the others will be the gopis.
Yes.
So they're pretending that they're Krishna. So it's almost like impersonalism or
Mayavada. Yes. It's like impersonalism. But they are personalists. But they think themselves to be Krishna. Guru Nagari, they say. You see. Guru Nagari Sampradaya. There is one sampradaya, Guru Nagari. You understand? These are all upasampradayas. They are personalists, but impersonal touch is there. Impersonality is there. Theory, speculation is there. And this is the work of Kali.